Ilhan Omar, in clear speech, suggests Trump to blame for New Zealand terror. By Joel B. Polak on March 24, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, spoke to a Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, fundraiser in Woodland Hills, California, on Saturday evening and suggested that President Donald Trump was to blame for the recent terror attack against Muslims in New Zealand. According to audio obtained by the Gateway Pundit, Omar said, "The reason I think that many of us knew that this was going to get worse is that we finally have a leader, a world leader in the White House, who publicly says Islam hates us, who fuels hate against Muslims, who thinks it is okay. That it's okay to speak about a faith and a whole community in a way that is dehumanizing, vilifying, and doesn't understand, or at least makes us want to think that he doesn't understand, the consequences that his words might have. Some people, like me, know that he understands the consequences. He knows that there are people that he can influence to threaten our lives, to diminish our presence, but what we know and what Islam teaches us, and what I always say, is that love trumps hate." Omar also addressed the fact that hundreds of protesters had gathered outside, accusing them of prejudice against Muslims. She also likened her struggles to those of the Prophet Muhammad, who was vilified by his detractors. As Breitbart News has noted, in 2007-08, Kerr was named an unindicted co-conspirator in the terror financing trial of the Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development. That case, in turn, led the FBI to discontinue its work with the organization. In 2009, a federal judge ruled that the government produced ample evidence to establish the ties of Kerr with Hamas, the Palestinian terror organization. The United Arab Emirates labeled Kerr a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. In addition, the Political Action Committee of Kerr in California donated the maximum of $5,000 to Omar's 2018 campaign. In 2015, Kerr's Los Angeles director suggested that the U.S. was partly to blame for the San Bernardino terror attack, in which 14 people were killed, due to American foreign policy. Kerr also offered legal assistance to the family of the terrorists who carried out the attack. Omar has used anti-Semitic rhetoric, both in recent weeks and before being elected to Congress, to attack Israel and Americans who support Israel. She remains unrepentant, telling Kerr, without naming Israel specifically, that she would talk about Israel not because she was fixated on it, but because, she claimed, it violates human rights. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.